The Heavy Duty Parts Report is brought to you by Find It Parts, your ultimate destination for heavy duty truck and trailer parts. Discover a vast range of parts at finditparts.com. Ready to purchase the parts discussed in today's episode? Head over to finditparts.com and get them right away. You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and this is the podcast where you will get expert advice about the heavy duty parts you buy and keep you informed about what's happening in the industry. This episode is sponsored by Full Bay. If you own or operate a heavy-duty repair shop, you should check out this game-changing cloud-based solution. And you really can have it all. Efficient techs, faster invoicing, better inventory tracking, and more time with your family. To learn more, go to fullbay.com/HDPR. That's fullbay.com/HDPR today. I live in northern Alberta, Canada, and we have something called an Alberta windshield, and everyone here knows what that means. It means you took a rock in the windshield, and now your windshield has cracked all the way across, and it's time to get it replaced, but you're scared to replace it because you know you're probably going to get another rock as soon as you do. So what about repairing your windshield? Well, to help us learn more about that, I'd like to introduce you to Brian Lamon, CEO of RockPro and inventor of the do-it-yourself windshield repair system. Brian, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here.
So Brian, tell us the story of why you invented this do-it-yourself windshield repair system.
Well, I actually started about 20 years ago. I owned one of the largest windshield repair companies in California. Running out of Sacramento, San Francisco, and LA. And we work with basically corporations, big fleets, trucking, busing is all we did. And we found that by repairing a windshield, it does a lot of different things. One, it saves your windshield. It costs a lot less. I mean, it's pennies compared to what it costs you to just keep switching them out. If you get them when they're pretty fresh, you can actually make them go away. You can barely even see them. I came up with the do-it-yourself because all the heavy-duty equipment is very expensive. It can range it to $3,000, from $300 to $3,000, depending on which system you're going for. There was nothing underneath that. And this system does not need to be as grandiose as the bigger ones. You can actually do it with a very easy piece of equipment that works for everybody. And what I mean by that is something anyone can use. And on my website, I actually have a video of a four-year-old girl doing her first windshield repair. So when I mean anybody, I actually mean anybody.
Well, we want to get the young people into the industry as early as possible because we're losing that battle. So that's great. So explain to us how the RockPro business model works. Like, who are your customers? How does it all work?
We have different levels of equipment. So we have a small retail unit for the person who gets like one every now and again, one to two every now and again. My equipment's the only cartridge-based system in existence. So, and I own the patent on actually pulling air out of glass, which is kind of interesting. So there's only two ways to repair a piece of glass, and that is one with pressure, by putting resin and pushing pressure, forcing it into the glass. The other one is to pull the air out of the way, creating a void, then injecting the resin into it, which I feel is the easiest of the two. Makes it a little faster and definitely makes it a lot easier to use. But being the only cartridge-based system, the nice thing is you buy the equipment once, and then from that point on, you just buy cartridges.
So, Brian, you have a commercial application for this. So this is for people who are doing more than the occasional repair. Can you explain to us how that works and show us some of the features?
Yeah, we actually made a kit for commercial use. And the great thing about the kit is because we are the only cartridge-based system, we actually put cartridges into the case. So it comes with 10 cartridges. I'm going to say a little bit more about the cartridges. We have what's called a hot and a cold cartridge. Hot being anything that is, the way I explain it is if you put your hand on a windshield and it burns your hand, use a red cartridge. If you put your hand on the window and it's very, very, very cold, use a blue cartridge. And what the difference is one's a thicker resin, one's a thinner resin. Okay, because you can't put a thick resin into a cold piece of glass. Okay. So it's just, it that way you can do it in any temperature.
So the minus 54 that we had a couple days ago, then you're using the blue.
I'm thinking that if it's minus 54, I'd pull it in into a shop somewhere and warm it up just a little bit. But yeah, I would definitely use the blue. The other thing that we have that nobody else has, as far as for the level of equipment that we have, is we have what's called a corner adapter. And a corner adapter, what it does, it allows you to put the equipment on the windshield, and then it will allow you to get into the corners and along all your edges. So you can get the whole window 360 all the way around. Okay. And it's a great feature. The other feature that we have to this too is we have what's called a big pit adapter. And a big pit adapter, what it does is if you can take a large stone strike and it's bigger than the circumference of the tip, so you can't get suction and you can't get it to seal, you can actually put the big pit adapter on it and it'll seal the whole pit all the way around for a much larger diameter. So, I mean, it's just something that it doesn't happen all the time, but when it does happen, it's nice to have that equipment there.
Yes. Stay away from gravel trucks because that'll do it every time.
Every single time. That and just trucks in general.
Let's talk for a minute about cost savings for a fleet or a repair shop. So when you come in and like you said, a windshield could be anywhere from 300 to 3000 with commercial trucks. What is the kind of the cost of repairing it? And if we can extrapolate that across like 10 trucks, we can kind of get a larger number there that makes sense to people. So give us some context on the actual cost savings.
Okay. The equipment itself with 10 cartridges means you can do 10 repairs is $89.99, less than $100. Okay. The great thing about that is you don't throw it away once you use the 10. After that, you buy what's we use as a cartridge pack. So it has like a 20 pack. Then you just buy it in 20 packs after that. And that takes, and that's only $59.99. So it's less than $3 per repair once you own the equipment.
Wow. So that's just a massive, massive difference. That's awesome.
We found over the time, I used to charge a lot more. I'm going to be honest with you. When I was out in the field, I charged $25 to $35 per window. And I would go through trucking companies and they would spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars with me. Where this one, even once you put in the time of the cost, it only takes 10 minutes to fix a repair. So when you add in the cost of the repair, $3 plus, then you have in, you know, time, it's a cost savings. It saves so much money for these large trucking companies.
One of the things that you mentioned to me is that glass doesn't break down. So when it goes to a landfill, so when you're pulling out a windshield and you send it to the landfill, it doesn't break down. I didn't know that. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, it actually takes tens of thousands of years to break down glass. And what it does is it doesn't turn into any type of compost or any type of valuable anything. So when you throw a windshield away, which millions of them get thrown away, is you actually cause a bigger problem with landfills and the environment. And just by repairing it would actually save millions of pieces of glass actually being thrown away like that for such something you could fix very easily.
That's crazy. That means that every piece of glass ever manufactured is still in existence.
Pretty much. So in one form or another, it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there. Wow. So, hey, there you go. It's a great part of a green initiative to reduce waste and reduce the amount of glass in the landfill. Another great application for your product. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it actually helps a lot. And if you do it over a million times, I mean, you could see the savings and the green part of it.
Is there anything else about windshields that we should know that isn't common knowledge or people don't think of just off the top of your head?
The one thing about windshield is, and you mentioned this in the first part of the broadcast, is the second you replace one, it could just happen again. And if you want to keep going down the road of replacement, 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 every single time you get a small stone break that you can fix for pennies on the dollar, it just doesn't make any sense. And for 10 minutes of time, I mean, it's just, and anybody can do it. That's the great thing about it.
You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and we're talking about repairing windshields with Brian Lamont. Brian, when it comes to windshields and having them cracked and things like that, there's a couple of factors that people need to consider. So one, there is some legal requirements around a windshield, right? Like you can be pulled over and you can be either DOT'd or fined for having a cracked windshield. Is that correct?
That is correct. In most states, you have, when you go across state lines, they usually have a place where you have to bring your truck through. If they see that, they'll fine you at that point. Or they'll make you actually, some states will actually pull your truck over and make you bring somebody out and fix the windshield up there before they'll let you move forward.
Wow, that's costly. Now, also in safety, I've heard from some manufacturers that there's actually safety factors designed into the cab, the windshield, everything. And when that's cracked, those safety features are compromised. Is that true as well?
It's true. One of the biggest factors that they found in windshield when you replace windshield is that once you've broken the seal, the factory seal, that it can never be sealed the exact same way again. So some people have said, oh, it doesn't really matter. Some people, but when you talk to DOT and all that, it does make a big difference. So you try to keep the factory seal as long as you possibly can.
And the fact that you said that literally anybody can do it and for the low cost, I'm thinking that if you've got a truck on the road heading across a state line, why not have a kit in the glove box in case you pick up a rock chip on the way? You solve the problem before you get to DOT, you don't have any fines. Like, to me, that's an obvious application for your product.
That is correct. And also, the sooner you get to the repair, the nicer it looks, because then there's less contaminants and less things inside of that get inside of the brake. Because you wash it a couple of times, you get the soap suds and the stuff like that. It actually gets pushed inside the brake and makes it hazy. So the sooner you do the repair, the nicer it looks, the better repair you actually get.
Awesome. Brian, how do people buy your product? What's your distribution model?
Right now, because we just launched this not too long ago, we're in a couple of different places now. We have Kenworth is actually selling our product through three of their locations on this side of the continent. We are also Iowa 80. We're in the Iowa 80 stores. And then we have a website.
So people can go to the website, they can buy the product and have it shipped directly to them. I can't imagine shipping is that costly, considering the packaging is pretty small.
Correct. Shipping is very, very small compared to, like I said, what it would cost you to go get a different style of kit. The cost savings is not as much upfront as it is when you buy the cartridges and you keep going on and on and on. It actually gets cheaper and cheaper as you go, which is awesome.
Yeah, well, the metrics on that are pretty easy. If it's $300 to replace the windshield and it's going to cost you even $250 or $300 to get into it, I mean, after you've done one windshield, you're making money. So to me, that's an easy sell.
Yeah, it should be very simple to actually get across to most people.
You've been listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin. We've been speaking with Brian Lamon, CEO of RockPro and inventor of the do-it-yourself windshield repair system. To learn more, go to rockpro.info. That's rockpro.info. Links will be in the show notes. Brian, thank you for being on the podcast.
Hey, I really appreciate your time, Jamie. Thank you for inviting me.
Have you subscribed to the podcast yet? Go to heavydutypartsreport.com today to subscribe to the podcast. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and review on the podcast player of your choice. I'd like to remind everyone to focus on cost per mile over purchase price and let's keep those trucks and trailers rolling. HDA Truck Pride is the heart of the independent parts and service channel. They have 750 parts stores and 450 service centers conveniently located across the U.S. and Canada. Visit heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride today to find a location near you. Again, that's heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride, and let the heart of the independent service channel take care of your commercial equipment.